You mentioned the house. You mentioned the dining room and kitchen. This in the middle, was this an open hall or was this a...
Well, you see, you had these two rooms were added, and your porch came out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then went around, it was all around in front of the place with the porch. It went this way and came into here where these two rooms were added on. The main part of your house was back here.
Mm-hmm.
Then these rooms were added on, so your porch came around here, up to here, mm-hmm. and then came all the way around here and down to there.
Mm-hmm. And this was the open?
This was the old house, and this, your open space was in here, and this was a hallway mm-hmm. back through here.
Mm-hmm. Was any special name for that kind of house?
Just no, but that's the way people built it then.
Mm-hmm.
They had another child, they had another room.
What did you usually call your the best room in the house? Maybe?
Call it the parlor. Everybody called it the parlor.
Did
and nobody went in there unless you had guests.
Where did you usually stay if you didn't have guests?
Just stayed in there, fixed up. You stayed in your room, usually you stayed in your, if you wasn't in your own room, you'd be in there in your father and mother's room. You'd meet around there, around the fire.
Mm-hmm. The parlor, would that be what you, is that what people usually call living room now? Or is there a different?
No, they call that, I don't know what you call it now. I still call it parlor.
Still call it parlor. You ever even use the term living room? Was that?
Well, I always thought a living room a place you lived in, and then
kind of like a den or something.
Well, of course you didn't have dens then. Mm-hmm. You stayed in your own room or in your father and mother's room back then.
What you'd be coon hunting something on a day like
this? I would be. It just ain't cold enough.
Let's see. Now, your kitchen, did anyone, you ever hear anybody call it anything besides a kitchen, or they mostly just always call it the kitchen?
That's all I ever heard, the kitchen.
And let's see, in the old house you lived in, about how high were the ceilings, you remember?
What's that?
You remember about how high the ceilings were in your old house?
Well, in our first old house, the ceiling wasn't too high. Our present house, the ceilings are higher than they were in the other house.
You know about how many feet that would be?
No, I don't.
You figure?
It wasn't as high as this room here.
These are probably 12 or 14, aren't they?
I imagine it's more than I imagine about 15. I would think they're around 10 feet. It wasn't an old colonial style house.
Mm-hmm.
See, as I said, it was a house that was built there for when the first part of the house, somebody to stay in and look after the stock that was on that place.
Mm-hmm. You are, let's see.
Now the two front rooms, the one I call the front room, the ones that were added to the house, the first two rooms, the ceilings were high in those rooms.
Let's see, you mentioned the porch. Anybody ever call it anything besides a porch?
No.
Mm-hmm. What if it had been, say, on a second floor kind of porch? Would you still have called that a porch? Or would it have been a special name for that?
Well, they'd still call it a porch if it had been up. I know in some of the houses they had a little porch. They call them porches then.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of furniture did you have in the living room? Just a minute ago I had to ask you about what kinds of furniture you had in your living room. Could you tell me about different
all of it in the living room was what's called antique now.
What different pieces did you have?
You mean in the parlor?
Yes.
Well, you had what I call a sofa, you had chairs, you had a piano, I don't know.
That sofa, did anybody ever call that anything besides a sofa?
What's that? I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue.
Okay. Well, let's see. We'll hear it.